Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. Civic News Scandal, Friday, August 28, 2026, in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. Today's biggest household policy developments are about paychecks, housing protections, electric bills, and voting rules. Two federal court decisions limited recent administration actions involving farm worker pay and fair housing grants, while a separate court again paused the White House mail voting order. State actions in New Jersey and a South Carolina Senate runoff also show how state voters and lawmakers can shape issues with wider national stakes. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. Federal judge orders Labor Department to replace H-2A farm worker wage formula. On August 25th, a federal judge ruled that the Labor Department's 2025 method for setting minimum pay rates for many H-2A temporary farm jobs was unlawful. The judge did not immediately erase the existing rates. Instead, the court ordered the department to quickly create and publish a new wage method and said some employers may later owe wage adjustments to H-2A workers and U.S. workers doing corresponding jobs. What to watch? The Labor Department must notify state workforce agencies, employers, and the public within 7 days of the August 25th order. The parties must report back to the judge in 2 weeks, around September 8th, with the department's first steps and expected timeline for new rates.
Headline 2. Judge blocks HUD overhaul of fair housing grant program. A federal judge in Massachusetts ruled on August 26 that HUD did not adequately justify major changes to its Fair Housing Initiatives program grant structure. Reporting on the ruling says the decision blocks the planned restructuring that would have moved funding away from more than 100 local nonprofit groups that help people identify, investigate, and challenge illegal housing discrimination. What to watch? Watch for an appeal, a revised HUD grant plan, and court action on the group's separate challenge to the fiscal year 2026 funding approach.
Headline 3. Federal judge again pauses White House mail voting order. On August 27th, a federal judge again blocked the federal government from putting President Trump's mail voting executive order into effect for 2 weeks while the lawsuit continues. The new order came after states and voting rights groups refiled their case following the Supreme Court's August 24th procedural ruling. The judge did not make a final decision on whether the president's order is lawful. What to watch? The 2-week order is temporary, so an appeal or another emergency request could reach the Supreme Court quickly. Watch for a ruling before about September 10th and for guidance from state and local election offices.
Headline 4. New Jersey adds reporting rules and local bargaining guidance for data centers. New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill signed a law on August 27 requiring data center owners and operators to report their energy and water use to the State Board of Public Utilities twice a year. The administration also issued guidance to help towns negotiate community benefit agreements with developers, such as commitments involving infrastructure, emergency services, schools, workforce programs, and labor standards. What to watch? Watch for the Board of Public Utilities reporting requirements, the first public data center reports, and whether towns use the new guidance when negotiating with developers.
Headline 5. HUD appeals court order that stopped its homelessness grant competition. HUD says the Justice Department has appealed a Rhode Island federal court ruling that set aside HUD's 2026 Continuum of Care grant competition. The court had found problems with the agency's process for changing the competition. The appeal does not restart the competition or release new grants by itself. What to watch? Watch whether HUD asks the appeals court to pause the lower court ruling while the appeal is heard, and whether the department publishes a replacement grant notice that follows the court's instructions.
Headline 6. Darlene Graham wins South Carolina's Republican Senate runoff. Darlene Graham won the August 25 Republican primary runoff for South Carolina's open U.S. Senate seat, according to the State Election Office and the Associated Press. She beat U.S. Rep. Ralph Mormon and will be the Republican nominee in the special general election. Graham is already serving in the seat through a gubernatorial appointment after the death of her brother, Senator Lindsey Graham. What to watch? Watch the November special general election and the final certified statewide results. Also watch whether the race changes the balance of power or vote margins in the U.S. Senate. Visit whatsmypolitics.us first. Save your research in a private account so your political profile, ballot work, representatives, and source links stay together. Now, back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the link sources, verify updates with the Responsible Government Office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. whatsmypolitics.us, a smarter way to apply technology.